Philip Sample, PA, Dr. D. Surgeon Care. Today's date is 08-19-2023. Dictation is for Santiago Abarca. Abarca spells A-B-A-R-C-A. Santiago spells S-A-N-T-I-A-G-O. Date of birth is 08-01-1964. This is a 59-year-old gentleman here with bilateral knee pain, period. Patient said he has a history of bilateral knee DJD. He is currently on Mobic and said Mobic is not helping at all. He said pain is sharp, rated pain 7/10 worse with range of motion and weight bearing. Says he work as a forklift operator and sits for a long period of time. And when he gets up, he experienced significant discomfort in both knees, period. Next paragraph, past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes, period. Next paragraph, physical exam. He's alert oriented and no acute distress. Vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 96% at room air, blood pressure 141/90, respiration 18, temperature 98.1, pulse 101, period. Next paragraph. Left knee, full range of motion with grading, negative valgus, negative varus, negative Lachman, negative McMurray. Sensation is normal. Dorsalis pedis pulse is present and regular rate of rhythm, period. Next paragraph. Left knee, full range of motion with grading, tenderness diffusely. Negative valgus, negative varus, negative Lachman, negative McMurray, period. Sensation is normal. Pulse is regular rate and rhythm, period. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Assessment number one is DJD, bilateral knee. Assessment number two, bilateral knee pain. Next paragraph, procedure. Trigger point injection. This procedure was explained to patient. He was advised that I will inject both knees. He says he was educated on the complication that could occur with this procedure. He says he understand and give me verbal okay to proceed, period. Next paragraph. Site around the knee was identified with area of maximal pace, which was identified by the patient and myself. These areas were marked. Next paragraph, knee was cleansed with betadine, then followed by alcohol, bilateral. Sites that were marked was infiltrated with lidocaine and methylprednisolone, 3 mils on the left and 3 mils on the right. Injections were made primarily into those areas identified by the patient as areas of maximum pain. After procedure, patient tolerate procedure well, reports no side effects from the procedure. He was sent home with advice to use over-the-counter Tylenol. He did report improvement in his pain. At this time, a stronger medication than Tylenol is not indicated. He's given up to ask questions. He said he has none. End of dictation.